Texas raced to understand the new Omicron COVID-19 variant, and national leaders take action to protect their populations. The UN World Health Organization once again urged caution Tuesday with a reminder of the available precautions that could be used to stop the virus from spreading further. During a briefing in Geneva at the agency's headquarters, WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier told reporters that as there is not a full picture of the variant and it is not known how well existing vaccines are working, he urged to use the measures that are known to work. He said that includes mask wearing whenever possible and advisable, as long as you're in a room with more than one person, ventilating a room if possible and as often as possible, and keeping the normal hand and body hygiene practices in place. Britain is among the nations following the WHO's advice, making masks mandatory once again in retail shops and on public transportation. Britain Monday also made booster shots available to all adults. Health officials in Japan and France, meanwhile, confirmed their first cases involving the Omicron variant Tuesday, joining a growing list of nations that include Britain, Canada, Scotland, Australia, Austria, Spain, and Sweden. The emergence and rapid spread of Omicron has prompted pharmaceutical company Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel to warn the world's existing COVID-19 vaccines may be less effective against the new variant compared to Delta or earlier variants. Bancel made the comments in an interview with the Financial Times. But scientists at the University of Oxford, which developed a vaccine in collaboration with drug maker AstraZeneca, issued a statement Tuesday saying the current vaccines have continued to provide very high levels of protection against severe disease, and there's no evidence so far that Omicron is any different. The university added that if necessary, it has the tools and processes to develop for the development of an updated COVID-19 vaccine. This is VOA News. A meeting of NATO foreign ministers convened Tuesday at the Latvian capital, Riga, and opened, as expected, with a warning for Russia that any attempt to further destabilize Ukraine would be a costly mistake. NATO was worried about a Russian buildup of heavy equipment and troops near Ukraine's northern border, not far from Belarus. The alliance acknowledged growing concern Moscow could be preparing for an invasion of its neighbor. The foreign ministers from 30 different countries which make up NATO are attending the talks. Ukraine says Russia kept about 90,000 troops in the area following massive war games in western Russia earlier this year. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said last week his country's intelligence service had uncovered plans for a Russian-backed coup. Russia denied the allegation and rejected the assertion that it's planning to invade Ukraine. The United States has shared intelligence with European allies warning of a possible invasion. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Riga for the talks issued a warning to Russia ahead of the meeting, a warning of dire consequences of escalating the situation, a warning echoed by NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg. European diplomats acknowledged the Russian troop movements, but some countries have played down the threat of any imminent invasion ordered by Moscow. Officials on Spain's La Palma Island said Tuesday lava flowing from new vents on the Cumbrevieux volcano there have destroyed more homes, and air quality on the island has become a concern as the volcanic eruption continues for its 10th week. The Canary Islands Volcanology Institute, known as Involcan, posted a video on its Twitter account Tuesday showing images of new vents that had opened overnight, expelling lava, ash, and gases. The eruption sent huge clouds of smoke into the sky as well. Also Tuesday, members of Spain's military emergency unit monitored air quality around the volcano. Authorities at the Canary Islands Volcanic Emergency Plan agency said the concentration of toxic gases in the air was still considered high, but no emergency measures have been announced. In the 10 weeks since the volcano began erupting, at least 11 different lava flows have been identified by scientists, covering at least 1,100 hectares of land. and it has destroyed nearly 2,700 buildings and forced the evacuation of thousands from their homes on the island. The U.S. space agency NASA has indefinitely postponed a spacewalk originally scheduled for Tuesday outside the International Space Station after it received a notification of space debris late Monday. In a statement, NASA said they needed more time to properly assess the risk the debris could pose to astronauts and will assess when the spacewalk could be rescheduled once more information is available. NASA astronauts Thomas Marshburn and Caleb Barron had been scheduled to perform a spacewalk to replace a faulty antenna system. It's not immediately clear whether the debris NASA referred to in its statement about the spacewalk was related to a Russian anti-satellite missile test.
Music now. VOA 1.